The days of small farms with different kinds of livestock grazing in the pasture are fading from the landscape. They're being replaced by farms that specialize in one kind of animal and raise thousands of them. They're called concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. There are battles in several states right now over who should be keeping an eye on the CAFOs. Usually, the state departments of environmental protection have power under the Federal Clean Water Act to enforce laws and issue permits. But in the Midwest, in states such as Ohio and Michigan, and in the West, in states such as Oregon and Idaho, some lawmakers are working to give that oversight power to the state agriculture departments. Jerry Van Workum is a Republican state senator in Michigan. Right now, the State Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, has the oversight powers. But Senator Van Workum is sponsoring a package of bills that would put most of the state's big livestock farms under the Department of Agriculture.
Those people tend to be supportive, and they come with an attitude of we're going to try to work together to solve this problem. Whereas when they work with the DEQ, the attitude is more like, we're coming with a hammer, and if we find anything you've done that's out of line, we're going to whop you with it.
The CAFOs are in the spotlight because they can produce tens of thousands of gallons of urine and manure each day. That liquefied manure is eventually spread onto farm fields. The Environmental Protection Agency says that waste can wash from fields into streams and creeks. That can cause fish kills. Animal waste has also gotten into drinking water and made people sick. Lynn Henning runs a small farm. She says there are 13 CAFOs within a 10-mile radius of her Michigan farmhouse. She says the manure odors are overwhelming.
We can't hang laundry when the emissions are in the air. We have severe fly outbreaks. We have family farmers that have been diagnosed with hydrogen sulfide poisoning from the emissions from the CAFOs.
Henning says the current oversight system is weak. She says the Department of Environmental Quality doesn't have enough funding to monitor the CAFOs, so that job often falls to residents like her. She says putting the Department of Agriculture in charge of oversight would make the problems even worse.
The MDA has no enforcement authority, and they promote agriculture in Michigan. It's like putting the fox in charge of the chicken coop. You can't give authority to punish to an agency that's promoting.
But it could become a wider trend if the states that are proposing the switch now actually make it happen. Carla Rettig is an attorney with the Environmental Integrity Project. It's a group that's been critical of weakening environmental laws. She's been tracking trends in enforcement of livestock farms.
I think the Farm Bureau and other really large industry advocates are seeing a chance to get regulation that is perhaps more cooperative, less regulatory, and less on the enforcement side. It isn't totally nefarious, but I think it could have outcomes that are not anticipated.
Rettig says you have to wonder what will happen without the threat of enforcement from an environmental agency. But Senator Jerry Van Workum from Michigan argues that farmers are more likely to do the right thing if they're overseen by a friendlier agency, as he proposes.
I mean, you're not able to cover up problems that happen. It gets in the newspaper. People know when problems happen. But I believe that the Agriculture Department will work with people, especially if people are getting a bad reputation. I think that they will work with them. And if those people do get out of line, it's back to DEQ.
Environmentalists and small farmers are worried about the idea of states handing off oversight of CAFOs from their environmental watchdog agencies to their agencies in charge of promoting the business of agriculture. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.